Hello, 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 and welcome to Buzz Binging. My name is Natalie.
And I'm Christy, her mom.
And we're going to be covering Outlander Season 8, Episode 9, Pharos.
Almost done, people! Yoo-hoo! We're pretty excited. And we have our usual disclaimers, which include that there will be cursing, there will be spoilers for this show, because there's only one episode of Outlander left, so obviously there are spoilers for this show. And we are having something to drink. What are we having to drink now?
We're having Rosa Regale.
Favorite of the show. Definitely a good
of our show, not Outlander.
I don't think
they've ever had Rosa Regale in Outlander.
No, they do French wine. This is Italian, so screw them. sorry. But, I mean, we've done French wine before. But no, Rosa Regale is definitely a favorite of the show. Nice and sweet. And it's red, so it's like dark ginger, maybe.
Auburn, like yes. Jane was.
Yeah, okay.
I miss Jane.
Oh, yeah, I miss Jane, too. But
imagine her on this little escapade. Mm-hmm. Oh, she would have kicked the shit out of those men.
She wouldn't do stupid Claire shit either.
Oh my god, no.
But anyway, we have much to discuss about episode 9 of Outlander, Pharos. So
we say that. I think that this is a very simple episode. It's effective. It's an interesting penultimate episode, in my opinion, because
definitely it's not like setting up. Yeah.
It's a lot of whereas last episode was like tying up loose ends in a very like quick succession. Mm-hmm. This one is taking a long time with one particular knot they need to tie, and which is fine, but it also is a whole episode that is like, all right, well, next episode's the last one. So it's like, okay, well, interesting choices. But I do love I really like the characters they focus on in this episode, and the storyline that they are wrapping up is one that I have cared about. So it's good, but it also is kind of, I feel like this seems like an episode before the penultimate episode.
Yeah.
To me personally.
Yeah. I mean,
swapped positions between this and the last episode.
No,
it doesn't work chronologically. I know, but like some of the similar stuff.
No, what I think is actually going to happen is the final episode is going to be 2 hours long. So it's going to be like two episodes. So a lot of the things we expect.
Yeah, they've done an hour and a half episode before, so I can imagine them doing that.
This one, and there are a couple of tiny threads that also get tied up with this, and I think we need to just kind of do it chronologically.
Yeah, that's the only way to do this one.
This is there are two locations, but what happens at the Ridge is so minimal, it's not even that important. So let's just talk about what happens in this episode.
So Lord John Grey, if you have forgotten from the end of last episode, has been kidnapped, and he is chained up in a boathouse next to a lighthouse. And if you are from Savannah, you know what lighthouse that is.
That would be Tybee Island. We were very excited because, you know, Savannah's our thing. And this thing actually did a decent job this time around of making this look like Tybee. I think
tons of Spanish moss about.
There is
the marsh looks similar.
Yeah, the ground footage looks like our marsh. And that's
kind of.
For the most part, it does. So it is consistent with what we are used to. And so that was exciting for us because it's so rare that they actually, that shows like Outlander that are set elsewhere make an effort.
I guess this must be, like, I know they're trying to make it out to be the big lighthouse, but I think it's a small lighthouse.
Little Tybee.
Yeah, I was about to say it must be.
Yeah.
There too, by the way.
Cockspur Island. Anyway, so
not important.
We're very picky because we live here. But it is exciting to us that they do this. But he is being held in a boathouse near the lighthouse, and he is being blackmailed because, of course, he's homosexual.
Gay.
And, of course, Beauchamp has signed a document saying, oh, we had carnal relations. And this other guy.
Stapleton.
Is that his real lover? His, like,
I
the
think
guy
so.
Who had been, like, a freed slave or something?
I thought he was Indian.
Oh, whatever. I don't
Maybe.
know. We've never seen him. He is the lover off screen.
Yeah, either
So
that or he's the one he was fucking at Jocasta's. I
that
feel like that's
was a, no,
right.
that was a doctor.
He was a judge, Mom.
Judge, whatever. But I mean he was a professional. I don't whatever.
I don't
Whatever.
know.
Not
I
relevant.
don't remember.
Lover off stage. So both of them have signed statements saying, ah, he is gay. And so
I'm confused by the fact that like they signed their own name and not like anonymously, considering the fact that
yeah.
it's illegal and he would get and Lord John Grey would get hanged, but they wouldn't. Did they get a pass?
We don't know what the statements say. Like, were they, coerced or something? I mean, yeah, that might be how it's being portrayed, which is bullshit, but still. And so Lord John Grey is like, what did you, how did you bribe them? People won't be bribed like this. And Richardson's kind of like,
Yeah,
yeah,
they are.
obviously they will.
So essentially, what Richardson says is that he wants to stop Lord John Grey's brother, who is in Parliament. He's a Duke. He wants to stop him from making a speech at Parliament about how they should stop funding the war because he wants the war to continue and for the British to win. Lest we forget, in season 7, part 2, when Claire found out that he's a rebel.
This is Richardson we're
Richardson.
talking about.
I had forgotten that this is the same person because we meet a lot of generals and shit that I'm like, I have no idea who you
He's
are.
wearing a uniform.
You're just a guy. But she met with him and he's just like, I'm on the rebels' side. And she's like, okay, well, I'm not going to reveal anything because why would I?
Good for you.
But now he is flip-flopped. And so now he's on the British side for some reason. Unclear yet why. At least as of right this second. And he, so I guess the timeline is supposed to be that Lord John Grey's brother is on his way over to the Americas and then will go back to Parliament after like his judgment, pass
Yeah.
his judgment on if it's worth funding anymore at all or not. And he will tell Parliament most likely that is not worth it. So that's the current timeline that we are working with. And what Richardson wants to do is to send him, the brother,
The Duke.
the statements and be like, hey, your brother's gay. So either you don't say anything about wanting to stop the war in Parliament, or everything gets exposed. The scandal completely discredits you and your family. And your brother dies and because he would get hanged for it, which wouldn't be ideal. We never in this episode hear how the Duke responded to any of
So I
this.
don't think they were actually sent to him.
No,
They were
they
all
did send it to him. They did send a copy, I
Madeline,
thought.
Madeline. They put things in a packet, and a packet was delivered to the house in Savannah where he was going to be staying with Lord John Grey. This whole thing is like asinine the way it is constructed. I think they thought that LJG was just going to go along with it, and go back to his house and talk to his brother, and that would be the end of it. And they would just hold the statements as leverage. But LJD is like, fuck no, I'm not doing that. I'm going to be held here in this boathouse for 7 weeks.
He didn't know about the 7 weeks at the
No,
time.
but one of the things that happens is that he says, hell no. And Richardson's like, you'll change your mind. And Beauchamp's like, Beauchamp comes back the next day. Which again, he later lies and says he had no idea where he was being kept, which is clearly not true.
Well,
But
he said he was blindfolded there and
it's
back.
just horseshit. So Beauchamp comes back the next day, says that he loves LJG, and I never wanted this to happen to you. Why don't you just sign the stuff and move on? And Lord John Grey is kind of like, I'm not gonna do that, but if you actually love me, you're gonna take my ring, which he has etched something on the interior of the ring, my ring to William. It belongs to him. Find my son.
I don't think I caught the fact that he actually etched something in because I remember the nail that he was using and then he took off the ring,
Yeah, I think
but
he
I
was.
don't think.
I thought it was gonna be like he's gonna pick the lock and escape
I
himself
thought that was
away.
his plan too, but I guess that's what he did with the ring. I don't remember what was etched into the ring, but
They didn't show us until much later. We find out what was etched in the
I
inside of
don't
the
remember
ring.
it. But he essentially says, "Hey, tell my son I love him. If those are my last words, so be it." So 7 weeks later,
7 weeks later, Claire, Jamie, and William show up in Savannah.
at the behest of Amaranthus, who's like, "Where the fuck is LJG? I've had this guy as my roommate for so long at this point,"
I'm living in
and he
his
just
house.
disappears
Yeah.
for 7 weeks without any notice. His horse is still in the stables. All of his stuff is still here. So clearly something is wrong. And then I don't know if she even looked in the parcel of letters at all,
Right.
which is surprising, but given who she
That
is.
she's kind of a weirdo, yes.
Yeah. But they were delivered, and she tried to get the message out of Beauchamp, who is the one who dropped them off, and along with the ring that Lord John Grey gave him to give to Willie.
No. He didn't drop off the ring. The ring, they go to Beauchamp and get the ring. He gives
Oh,
it
he
to.
kept. Oh, because he never was
He
able
had to do
to
it in person, but she
convey the
wanted.
message.
Right, he was supposed to deliver a message to William in person, and she knows that, but she doesn't know who he is. Like, this is just dumb. This whole plan is just fucking stupid. But proceed.
And so they figure out, all right, well, his name is P something or other, Percy Beauchamp. Who do we know? Let's go get him. And William immediately does the Fraser thing of like pushing him up against a
Okay,
wall.
I want to clarify, like what Nell is referring to is the P is on one of the letters that's in the packet.
Yes.
So they read the letters. William reads the letters and he's like, oh my God, they're blackmailing him for being for his quote unquote proclivities.
Whatever, man.
So yeah, he goes, they go to Beauchamp and I love William. William beats him up and then Jamie like joins him.
It's so funny. It's father-son bonding,
Yeah,
to
definitely.
get their other father, his other father. But they beat the information out of him. It's like, oh, it was Richardson, and then he's like, oh, fucking Richardson. And so he gets the ring, and then they figure out Pharos is what he writes in the ring.
Lord John Grey wrote Pharos, and William immediately recognized it as Greek for lighthouse.
Crazy man.
Yeah. Go,
So,
William. Well done.
yeah, of all the words I would remember from my like learning languages time, it would not be fucking lighthouse. But whatever. So he figures that out, and they're like, "Oh, Tybee Island." It's like, wow, mention.
And you're like,
And
woohoo, Tybee Island.
sure.
Yeah.
So they go and they are scouting out. They see that Richardson's there. They assume that there's other people, and they're correct. Jamie
This
and
is so funny.
William, while Claire's on the lookout, Jamie and William, they swim into the boathouse and kill the two guards that are there. And they go into the cell where Lord John Grey is. And William shows him the ring and gives him a hug, and it's very sweet.
That's very sweet. That clearly, like, all is forgiven between the
Yeah,
two of them.
because come on, man.
Yeah, and Jamie is also clearly like moved by it.
Yeah.
Claire, meanwhile, and it starts out well.
It
Claire
does.
sees that Richardson, who had been out fishing, is going to go back to the boathouse, and so she decides like she's going to make him march at gunpoint back to the boathouse because she, is basically defending LJG, and Richardson's kind of like, "Are you here by yourself?" She's like, "Oh hell no, I'm not," and so. They go into the boathouse, they chain him up, Richardson. LJG and William are going to go do something, and Jamie's going to go get the boat. So Claire's standing guard. And Claire discovers through what Richardson says to her that he's a time traveler.
And he
Okay.
wants to change history by keeping the US under British rule and wait for the British to pass their abolish slavery stuff so that all slaves will be free in the US and prevent the Civil War,
He
which,
believes that's actually going to work, but okay.
no. You know how we fought a whole war, the Civil War? Obviously, he's British, so maybe he doesn't. We fought a whole war about freeing the slaves, and even in the what came after, it took a long time for all of that to like be taken out. So it took several decades.
Well, honestly, racism is not gone from England. It's
Racism
just,
will
it's
never
not
be gone,
right. So,
unfortunately.
part of what they discuss is like when she traveled back and when he traveled back, and he was a 1968 travel back guy, which is interesting. Like we have these definite like times that people travel. It's very strange. Because of course Galus also did in 1968, so whatever. But he's like, so you understand, you know, all that civil rights stuff didn't have to happen, none of these things had to happen. And he realizes in the conversation that Claire's tried to change history before, and she told him, you know, we've tried and tried and tried, and you know, the only thing I can change is my own behavior. And I'm trying to change my history some, but mostly I'm realizing that I belong in this time, and this is what I'm here to do. And you know, part of that is saving lives too. And so she gets a promise from this guy who has done nothing but fucking lie to everybody that you won't harm anybody again, which is like, you know, everything you do probably benefits someone or harms someone. So like that's just an insane promise to make, let alone hold him to, because harm has a lot of different meanings and effects on different people. But he's like, yeah, I'll give you my word. So she releases him, and as he is walking out, what happens?
Lord John Grace shoots him in the head and
Yes.
says, "That's for William and for
Amen.
me.
Amen, brother.
And if I had another bullet, it would be for more people."
Yes, exactly. That you have been terrible too.
So fuck you.
So fuck you, which is great.
Yes, like he held him captive for 7 weeks.
Well, he also tried to get William killed. This is unacceptable. I mean,
Yes.
it's ridiculous. And
Claire.
well, okay, he tried to get William killed. Lord John Grey goes to save William and gets captured. I mean, like there's all this very justified resentment
Yes.
on LJG's behalf, and trusting Richardson is out of the question. And why Claire did that, other than being stupid, which she does stupid shit like that periodically,
Yeah.
and she's done it even this season.
And she acts like that was our one chance to find out if history could be changed. It's like, no,
No,
that's
it wasn't.
first of all, you weren't going to see the fruits of that labor, even if it happened. So
Right.
no. And second, you can still try.
Right. You're
There,
not
no one's
dead.
stopping you. You
You're
are
not dead.
actively trying to do that. Like, what are you talking about? So they get back to LJG's house, and it's just them, Jamie, Claire, and LJG. And so they are talking, and Jamie's like, "You know what, Lord John Grey, I forgive you." And Lord John Grey is just like, "What? I don't forgive you bitch. You've been treating me like shit for 2 years
That's a long
over
time.
nothing,
Right.
over something that literally I couldn't control." And so,
And your wife was involved in that too. Have you been punishing her for 2 years? Hell the
well,
fuck
not the way that you've been punishing me. And so Lord John Grey storms off, and
And
then Claire's just like,
Jamie, you're
"Okay,
a dickhead.
Jamie, shut the fuck up and go apologize to your friend. If you can tell me and look me in the eye and say you don't love that man as a friend."
Absolutely, that's what she means.
Yeah, of course that's what she means. If you can tell me that, then I will never speak his name again. And Jamie's like, "Oh, fuck, Claire, fine." And so he goes and he talks to Lord John Grey, and they kind of hash things out. That he apologizes for how he treated him, and they obviously tensions were running high after William found out. And essentially, what they do is they thank each other for William, who is the biggest gift, one of the bigger gifts of their lives. Lord John Grey is very grateful that Jamie gave William to him. And Jamie is very grateful for how well he raised him.
Yeah, and so but Lord John Grey is like, but you have to let me restore my, or help me restore my honor, and he challenges him to a game of chess,
As they used to do.
as they used to do, and it's cute.
It is very cute.
While they're playing chess, William comes back to the house and has a conversation with Claire, and he's just like, it feels really weird to be talking about my two dads, and you know, I feel like I'm being disloyal if I love one or over the other or whatever, and she's
It's
like.
kind of like a divorced parent situation or like a step parent situation.
And so Claire explains, like, look, most of the people that you know and you care about had more than one father, like they
Father
had
figure.
more than one father figure. We're all doing fine. You're gonna be fine.
If you remember from Barbie and the Island Princess, love knows love grows deeper than before. I have said this about this show many times before,
And
of
here
like,
on their island,
and the thing is,
the
it's
sea
like,
says hello.
it's so funny how many times Outlander feels like they need to reiterate the point of like, well, love is not a punishment. Love is given
Love's a
as a
gift.
gift, and it is, well, given as a gift, I say, not really, but like, it is a gift, and it you can give as much as you want, and there is no limit to how much love you can have for any number of people.
There's always room for one more.
Exactly.
And I think that that's, a good message, and William sort of understands it. And so he talks to Amaranthus, and she's like, well, because
Since
they,
you're forgiving
since
people,
you're forgiving people, Amaranthus is kind of like, well,
you think we can still have that future?
and William's like, because before she even says that, he says, to me, forgiveness is not a one-time thing. It is a series of acts, and it's a series of actions. And so, it takes time. What she says then is like, hey, what about our future? And he's like, no. And she's like, but you love me.
And
He's
he's
like,
like, "Do you want me to
no.
lie to you?" And
Yeah,
I'm just like, "Shit, dude,
amen, brother.
crazy." Yes, we fucked, but no.
No. And the level of lying that was involved in that, I'm so grateful they didn't like try to make that a thing. I was just so
I was
upset by
so
it.
concerned that they were going to try to, and I'm so proud
He
of
was
William to
a
have
good,
his,
honest woman.
and yet he does, and he also deserves to have more self-worth. And
Wonder if they're going to hook him up with Marceline. It's a
I
question.
feel like that feels weird.
It does feel weird, but
I don't
whatever.
know if they've ever talked to each other.
I don't either.
It doesn't really matter.
No.
So Claire and Jamie, they return to the, oh, Jamie, sorry. As they are leaving to return to the ridge, Jamie turns around
On
and
his
sees
horse.
and looks at William the way William wanted to when he was leaving Hellwater.
And in the background, LJG is smiling, and
That's
everyone's
very
so
sweet.
happy and warm, and it's lovely.
Our sweet boys.
Yay.
And Claire's there too. So Claire and Jamie return to the ridge. Brianna and Roger had a boy, a baby boy
Yeah,
named
his name's
Davy.
Davey.
Jamie tells Brianna that Frank says he dies at King's Mountain. I don't know how she didn't know that.
How did they not have this
How
conversation?
has she not read the goddamn book she chose as her hiding spot? It's your
Here's the other thing.
father's book.
It's your father's book, number one. Number two, you've been carrying around forever, like Jamie and
You
Claire
didn't
were
get bored
gone.
one night?
Yeah, exactly. They were gone, books sitting there. Why wouldn't you read this book? And
It makes no
we have this
sense.
whole discussion about rapid reloading rifles that caused you to like go through this whole thing of making a new kind of rifle, and at no point in time were you asking, why do we need this?
Yeah,
That's
they.
fucking
Do you not think
idiotic.
Brianna was so short-sighted that she didn't ask why they're doing this? So
And so
dumb.
what she says to Jamie is like, hey, and I'm sure Dad, meaning Frank, wrote that
To warn
to
you.
warn you not to go. Like, that's what it's for. And my thought is like, no, like he wrote it and dedicated it to Brianna, so maybe Brianna's function is to tell him not to go. But Jamie, being Jamie, is like, no, I must go because I have to protect you. And the only way I can protect you is to fight.
I can understand his mentality of like, well, only 28 people died in this battle, and that's probably somewhat because of me. And so, and my like leadership skills and the people I bring to the table in the
Yeah,
militia.
and the training I've done. But
Yeah.
one of the other things is that, according to the book, I guess, and this is how Jamie relays it, is that this battle turns the tide of the war in the back country. It just ends the whole revolutionary conflict in the back country, and the British leave them alone, which to him is a worthwhile goal.
Sure.
And what Jamie says is like, yeah, Frank, if Frank knew anything about me, is that I would fight. And if I knew anything about him, I knew he would protect you. We both would fight for you. So that's why I have to go fight. So fight.
Fight, 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 fight.
So.
Lord John Grey confronts Bouchon and gives him the option to either be arrested for kidnapping and maligning his character to render any scandal null and void or die. So Bouchon signs the affidavit to essentially put
Admits to the
all,
bribery.
yeah, and put all like rumors to rest in case any of it comes out because of the copies that are still existing.
Right.
And then Lord John Grey leaves his office and hears a gunshot, and Bouchon has killed himself.
Yes. Yeah. Well, we don't see it, but we hear the gunshot, so we
Yeah,
assume
is an
it's him.
interesting way to put it, but I.
No, he is like Richardson to me. Like, no, you are a terrible human, so.
Yeah, not great.
And it's got nothing to do with your quote unquote proclivities. It
It
has
has nothing
everything
to
to do
do with
with the
the fact
fact
that
that
you're
you're a
gay.
liar. Is the fact that you're a liar.
No, it's not the fact that he's gay. It's the fact that he literally kidnapped a human, helped kidnap a human being.
Well, and he bribes. He's terrible. He's
He is
just
bad.
terrible.
Claire is apparently all this narration that we have been hearing is all just Claire writing her book, her novel about her
Our
time
story.
traveling experience. And when Jamie's like, "It's your story," and it's just like, "No, it's our story."
And then right at the end, Cleveland and his buddies show up and say, hey, we've got 2 days, we've got a report because Ferguson's on the move in North Carolina and we got to get going.
Yeah.
And you owe me. And Jamie's like, I. And so that is the end of the episode.
After we do best part, worst part, and overall grade, I do want to discuss what our predictions are for the final episode.
Sure. All right. So,
Best parts,
best parts.
Lord John Grey and Jamie. I like that they have hashed things out and they're best friends again. William defending his dad. It reminds me of any time Jamie is like confronting someone about like Claire or anything like that. It also reminds me of when Brianna was kidnapped and Roger had him against the wall and Jamie was there like hyping him up. It's
Go,
very similar
Roger.
situations.
Go, Roger.
I love that Jamie's like always the extra muscle just in case.
Like
Very funny, but you
background.
let the people who are most affected by it in the moment, they have their time.
They need a moment, yes.
Claire talking to William, I think it's very nice. I think that the lesson is good. It's just a lesson we've heard before, so it's not like all that impactful to me personally, but I do think that it's an important thing to say.
It bears
It
reiterating.
does
All
bear
of them have to be
reiterating.
reminded at some point in time that holding grudges, especially against or for people that you love, is something. Well, I shouldn't say for, but holding any kind of grudge or any confusion about whether you love somebody is often a bad idea,
Yeah.
unless
And
they're like really terrible people. But
Lord John Grey getting his revenge.
yeah,
I like it.
I like it too. So what I wrote down. I love William and Lord John Grey reuniting and the forgiveness there. I think that's really good. Lord John Grey in general, especially him killing Richardson, fabulous. Jamie and Lord John Grey, great. So this is a big Lord John Grey episode, and
We
we have
love
more
Lord John
to get through, and
Grey.
that's why we're having a sweet,
We were
sparkling
I
boy.
was so concerned
Our
because,
sweet,
well,
sparkling boy.
because there were two things that concerned me. One, I saw on Facebook, not anything specific, but something of like, oh yeah, Outlander kills two major characters before the final episode. I'm like, what? It turns out
No,
that's just not true.
it's not.
But,
These are not major characters. They are minor
and
characters.
second, when we turned it on and we saw the trigger warnings and we saw suicide, I was like, fuck.
Yeah, but there are definitely some people I was okay with having suicide. We discussed that before the episode started, so we're good. Yeah. So, and Beauchamp's suicide, I think, is the best part because I don't like him. I also like Richardson being killed. So yeah, there we go. Worst parts.
Incest.
Yeah.
I hate that. It's so gross. And they even mentioned by name incest in this
Yeah.
episode. I was like, oof. Richardson, fuck you, man. What the fuck are you doing? Like, you couldn't have like firmed up your timeline any better of like not having to have this man like chained up in a
For
boathouse for 7 weeks.
and at that point, the Duke still hasn't arrived in Savannah, and so
Because he was delayed.
your whole blackmail plan, which was like, we're going to show these documents to your brother when he's here, because
So
I don't think
dumb.
they intended to really send it to him. They were just sending it to the house where he was going to be. So that whole thing was like
Useless.
ridiculous and stupid. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Beauchamp, I Fuck you. Literally. Like, I'm sorry, but you confessing your love to the man that you aided and abetted kidnapping, like, fuck you. Claire trusting Richardson, that's stupid. Claire, you know better. Claire, you should know better. You have been betrayed more times than I can count
By
by
being
people,
stupid.
by being dumb. And you are literally considering, okay, well, at least he wants to change the future. You have been betrayed by someone from the future before, twice, Galus, and that
That
one guy, the Native American guy,
the
who
guy, yeah.
let her get gang raped.
Yeah,
Like,
no.
girl, wake up. Not just because they're from the future does not mean they're a good person.
No, just because they came back with what seemed to be a single good intention, does not mean that they have good intentions all around.
And Amaranthus.
Ugh.
Amaranthus assuming, well, you've been, what has taken months and months to get over for, and many like near death experiences to like forgive. William is now forgiving like his brother, and not his brother, his father's,
Yes.
and all that shit. And you think, well, I know I betrayed you, but you think you can forgive me and still marry me? No, babe,
No, do you want me to
no.
answer that question? Fuck no. So yeah.
So, what were your worst parts?
My worst parts, I only wrote down two. One is Claire stupid bullshit. And by that, what I mean, and I think it's pretty obvious that the Claire stupid bullshit is her being an idiot with Richardson. Like, she is just being
So
so
dumb.
dumb. I also like am not really enchanted with her. I'm writing our story. You know, like
That
that's a
is
little bit
that
much.
I feel like a lot of shows like to do that because, like,
It's Hallmark Channel shit.
it is, but it also, I feel like it happens in like other shows too. It's like whenever you have narration, I feel like a lot of TV people want to justify it. And so they are like, well, she's writing this big thing. It's like, no, she's not.
This is just dumb. And Jamie's stupid bullshit with Brianna. Like, her saying, look, you could just not go, or you know, we could figure out something else, or what, and why is it that you took this long to actually talk to her about it? It's just so
Yeah,
fucking
Brianna not
dumb.
knowing is definitely a worse
It's
part.
definitely a worst part. So what grade did you give this?
B.
I give it a Beyonce.
Yeah, it's not as good
Well,
as the last
we've done a
episode.
lot this
We
season.
really have, and
It's very
that's without
strange.
like conversing about it.
That's
It's
true.
just,
Very strange.
I feel like this season so far, and it obviously has to stick the landing, but I do think that this season has been better. It's not the worst season of Outlander
No, God, no.
by a long
No,
shot.
Season six is like all the bad.
Yeah, I
It's
agree.
so terrible. So terrible. What predictions did you want to make for the last episode?
Let me think.
We've already had predictions for the end of the season, and I think that you know those three options, most of which are focused on what Jamie is doing or is capable of doing, still hold.
If you haven't listened to that episode where I mentioned the three options, it's Jamie dies, Jamie, someone who has like a Jamie name tag or something or other dies, or the same name, dies, but Jamie
It's a
doesn't.
fake out death.
It's a
Yeah.
fake-out death. Or Jamie, Claire, and all of them go back to the future.
Yes. Because at one of the things, like in Claire's narrative that she's writing, she talks about disappearances always are have explanations. It's like, do they? Do they? Is that what she's going to talk about? Like you're there and then you're not because you went through stones on the top of some mountain.
Yeah, I think
Plausible.
that at this stage in the game, since we have introduced that Fanny also has this ability,
There's got to be some time
it
travel
wouldn't
here,
make
yeah.
sense for there not to be any time travel in the final episode.
Yeah, somebody is traveling in time in this final episode. Who it's going to be, I don't know. If it's going to be all of them, that'd be fun. You know, they
That
could
would be
all
fun.
travel back to the 80s or whatever and you live happily ever after and, you know, whatever. That's all fine. I mean, we have seen sets of things with them like that. But you know, Claire saying, "Oh, I belong in this time." Again, it sounds like a little too much of a declaration. Like yeah, maybe not. Maybe she stays. And Roger has said that in this season as well,
That he would stay.
that he would stay. So yeah, I'm curious about what they are meaning for that. Like,
I,
so.
if I'm being honest, it would kind of be boring if they just stayed.
Yeah.
Just a little bit, because it's what we've seen constantly.
It's not a
And
time travel show,
yeah, we haven't had time travel in a minute. And I mean, and we all know that fucking William McKenzie does not count.
No.
But
No.
I feel like they've kind of lost it. This is kind of what happened during like seasons 5 and 6. They kind of lost the plot a little bit of like, well, this is a time travel show. Why aren't we having any time travel?
Yeah.
It's just boring stuff at the Ridge with boring shit going on. It's like, okay, fine, but where's the
Yeah.
Outlander-ness? And so I think that if they don't go back to their roots in a way, like doing a time travel thing at the end, it wouldn't really make all that much sense to me, even though they have reiterated many times, and it's probably not going to happen, reiterated many times that they want to stay.
Yeah, I mean, and I think it's going to be an interesting question, or we will see if anybody time travels in this last episode, but I feel like they should.
My concern is that we are going to focus so much on Jamie and Claire that we don't really tie up any loose ends for everybody else.
If William finds love, he should.
That, but also, like, I feel like what the Outlander writers have like considered a wrapping up of like Brianna and Marsley's characters are like, well, they had a baby. It's like, well, that's not, what do you mean? Like, oh, they're off doing whatever, but they also had a baby, so that's their final arc. It's like they did, that wasn't even an arc. It happened off screen
Yeah, exactly.
for both of
Marsley, we
them.
haven't seen anything about. We haven't seen Marsley at all. She's supposed to be like
They
opening
got pregnant
a friendship.
2 episodes ago,
Okay.
and then they are, both of them have popped by
Yeah,
this point.
by this point, because we know that Brianna did. So we assume Marsley did. But she's supposed to be back in Savannah with some print shop. Did anyone stop by the print shop
And does
on this episode while
Beauchamp's
they're in Savannah?
death impact anything with the whole Fergus
I
inheritance?
don't know.
But also, I think that like Ian and Rachel as well, they had a pretty nice like tie it up with a bow kind of thing with the whole
Got the
adopting
baby,
and
yeah.
stuff like that. But I also think that they've basically just ignored them
Yeah, they have.
into
But of course,
oblivion.
Ian is supposed to be on Jamie's left during this last
And
battle.
he will be, I
He
think,
will
but.
be. But again, you know how much we actually get to see of that. Again, when I think about an episode, I think about it as an hour. This is going to be a long episode.
It
I
will
think
have
there's
to
it's
be.
going to have to be because they've got a lot to cover.
I also think that Claire, like, we're, it's probably just what I'm concerned about is it's just going to be like any battle episode of like Claire runs triage. Maybe there's this misogynist doctor there that like questions her sanity. And then Jamie is fighting and maybe gets hurt, but he's fine or dies or I don't know. Or somebody dies. But I think that it's really, I hope they don't go only in that really basic direction because this is the final episode.
Yeah.
Like, you've got to do something with it. I think
You
that,
know they're gonna set it for spin-offs too.
I have to, but
Or leave it open for spin-offs. But of course, Game of Thrones did that and look what they've done. Horse shit. So, you know, fine.
it's true. Or just different
House of
kinds of.
the fuck shit
The third
and
season coming out
Duncan.
in June, isn't
Oh
it?
my God. Other than Matt Smith, there's no reason to watch that
I
show.
do love Matt Smith.
I
I
do
watched the
too.
first season of it, completely purged it from my mind. Have no idea
The
what I
only
remember of
things
it.
you remember Matt Smith
And
things because
incest.
Matt, well, okay.
And white hair.
But yeah, he does
And time jumps.
very interesting killing things and dragony things. Yeah. Matt
Okay.
Smith's awesome.
But
His
yeah.
second season is just shit.
And I didn't watch Night of
Dunkin'
this.
Egg.
Yeah, I did not
Night of
watch
Seven
Night of
Kingdom,
the Kingdom.
which was not even remotely good until the last couple episodes. And even then it was kind of like
Either
eh.
way, I think that if they, well, obviously they've already done a prequel show. I don't know what else we would, who else we
Yeah,
would
you've got Blood of
follow.
My Blood. I mean, you could do a spin-off, but you'd have to do a spin-off with time travelers. So is it gonna be a Fanny show?
Yeah, it's
I mean, they
possible.
haven't covered much with her, maybe.
Not really. I mean,
I don't know.
I think if anybody, I think it would be Fanny because she
Yeah.
probably has, I think she has the most possibilities.
Yeah,
Like if
there's huge
just
discussion too. I keep thinking about like romantic interests, and because it is such a finite universe on Outlander, who William could end up with.
Fanny is not one of
Fanny
them.
is definitely not one of them because they're sister and brother, but or
Niece
half,
and niece and
whatever. But they're related by blood, and so you kind of have to figure like at some point somebody should have said something to him about that.
about Jane?
Yeah,
Yeah, you'd think.
she would.
You'd think.
But you know, it's Outlander, and I mean, Jamie like just
What I wish.
conveniently leaves things out, like I'm married to Larry for
You
like,
know,
I don't know, multiple episodes of a season. So who
you also
knows?
know what I wish? I wish that they didn't make Jane related to Faith, just
Yeah.
a whore who was in the brothel and took Fanny under her wing.
Yeah.
Think that would have been better.
Anything would have been better than what we've got right now. So I don't know what they're going to do. I have a feeling that we may have seen the last of William, which will upset me, honestly.
I don't think we
I don't
have.
think so
I
either.
think if anything, they'll give him a little bit at the end, but we have really kind of gotten all of his character arc done, most of it
Other than
anyway,
we hope for
other
Roman.
than like an epilogue for
Yeah.
him. I
And for LJG.
don't really picture him fighting with Jamie.
It's possible. But we'll see. I mean,
Yeah, but
what?
I again, my concern is that Jamie, it's going to be all the Jamie and Claire show there. It's going to be like the same exact bullshit as the end of season seven of just Jamie and Claire being really boring. And then, oh, fake out. It's like, okay.
Like we've never seen that
Right.
before.
Literally last season we saw it, but reversed. So I'm just, I
I don't
don't
know.
know.
I don't know either. I'm concerned that this may end badly because we've had, and I think some of it is this general skepticism we come into it with having seen multiple shows end badly, Umbrella Academy, yeah. Game of Thrones, the last couple episodes. You know, it's like you've got a show that is really, really good, and it just,
Well, Outlander I would never classify as really, really good,
no,
but it
exactly.
was fun.
It's been fun, and maybe it will end better just
I
because of
want
that.
it
Like, The
to.
Crown ended up being better in the end
It's true.
than we expected
It
after
bounced
season
back for
five.
sure.
Yeah. Downton Abbey bounced back.
I don't think Downton Abbey ever need to. Well,
It
oh, as
did. It
season
did.
five.
Season five was
I forgot
bad.
about season five.
Season five was bad.
There's a reason I forgot about season five.
Season, there's like season five of The Crown was bad. It was just bad. So yeah, I feel like there is potential for them to get this to do this well. I'm not sure that the showrunners are going to pull it off because again, we are having very nice, neat little bows with a lot of things, and they like happy endings, so we're going to see.
Yeah. What I imagine this show ending on is Claire, either in the past or the future, probably the future, typing out the final parts of her story, like a Bilbo Baggins, and just being like, here's my unexpected journey. Fuck you.
This is not
Like,
Tolkien,
now that they've
people.
set
I
it
hate
up,
to tell you,
now that they have
J.R.R.
set it
Tolkien,
up,
this is not.
Now that they have set it up, I'm thinking that's how it's going to end with her finishing her book and being like, and now we live happily ever after
Yeah,
in our
we go to the
own
Grey Havens or whatever it is. Yeah, no,
land.
there are possibilities. We're gonna wait and see. We do hope that you join us for the last episode of Outlander, and we are going to have something else after that. Undecided. We will get to it.
Undecided.
But we definitely will. We are looking forward to sharing it with you. And
Cheers.
cheers.